You have to fall in love with rejections, because if you don't, you will become someone that you don't want to be. You will become someone that you will hate at the end of the day.
This is the Emerence Podcast, where we empower you to choose yourself, because there's no other human being that's more important in this world than you. This might sound selfish, but it's not. If you believe that choosing yourself is selfish, then I want you to know that self first isn't selfish, and I will tell you why.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of The Emerence Podcast. I'm your host, Emerence Victoria Odiandala, and I am happy and excited, as usual, that you're here listening to me yet again. It's me, Victoria. Anyways, today's topic is just... it makes me smile. It makes me laugh, because I used to be someone that did not love rejection. But you learn from it. You learn from it. You understand it. And just like the episode that I talked about, how to accept failure, I think rejections goes hand in hand, but it's quite different. So if you're new to this podcast, I want you to know that you are in the right place, especially if you've been dealing with low self-esteem, dealing with not putting yourself first and just wondering, you know, where you are in your own world. So in this podcast, you have to understand that you are the main character of your life. And that means that you have to put yourself first in your world. You have to do everything in your capacity to love your life, to be happy, to love yourself. So that's where self first is not selfish comes from, because I challenge you to actually do this work that requires a lot of energy from you. So like I was saying, this podcast episode makes me smile, because I used to not like rejections. I did not want to be rejected in this world. I think nobody ever wants that. But I learned it the hard way. I learned it by, you know, reading a few books, just dealing with my own experiences. And, you know, when you live alone, what you do in your head, like these things are very important. Like when you are alone, how do you deal with yourself? What do you tell yourself? And all these things, it has something to do with rejections. Okay. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm alone, I always think about situations like, wow, this guy really did not call me back. Or, oh my gosh, like I did everything to get this employment, but they did not call me. They told me that they were going to call me, but they just left me on silence. And that's rude. But, you know, I just ask myself, like, is it something that I said? Is it something that I did? You know, maybe I'm not a good fit. You have to, your mind just goes far away in on itself. Like it just goes far away, and it's asking all these questions, and it's doubting, and you're like, this is overwhelming, and I need to like get a drink or go out for a walk or just meet a friend, because you cannot handle it. Your mind is going crazy and you can't handle it. But today I want to teach you, I would like, if you allow me, to teach you how you fall in love with rejections. I want to teach you how I fell in love with rejections, because I believe that when people are getting rejected, they think that they're a failure. They think that they're less than what they should be. They don't feel worthy. They have self-doubt and all those things. You know, you don't want to try it again. So whatever I'm going to talk about, I'm going to use relationship scenarios. I'm going to use other type of scenarios, but I'm pretty sure that I'm going to talk about relationships, because that's the spot, the kind of, you know, the little spot that we kind of don't really talk about. How do you accept rejections when it comes to relationships. We know that we can be okay with being rejected for a job opportunity, but a lot of people have it, take it really hard when another woman or a man rejects them. And I just want to talk about it because I've seen many videos how people become harmful. They harm the other person that's rejecting them, especially women get harmed by men when they say no. And I want to talk about it. So this is a divine download, as I say. This podcast episode is not scripted. I might be all over the place, but I want you to understand that being rejected is normal. Okay, we get rejected by family members. We get rejected by our parents. Sometimes we get rejected by people. You know, when you're in elementary school, there are people that will reject you, and you will feel like you are not socially accepted, and you'll do everything to be accepted. And that's what makes this world. Everyone wants to become popular. Everyone wants to be liked. Everyone don't want to be rejected, and that's fine. But what is not fine is when you start to hurt yourself or hurt other people because they rejected you. All right. So how do you fall in love with rejections? The first time ever that I got rejected was back in elementary school. So if you don't know it, I have a background. I'm Congolese. I come from Kinshasa, and I came to Canada when I was 9 years old. So I think when I came to Canada, I got into this elementary school in fourth grade, and I was a tomboy when I was a child, okay? I was a tomboy back in Kinshasa, and I came here. I saw a different world, right? I saw that there was girly girls, and there was girls that wanted to become the it or wanted to become popular, or singers or rappers. Like, there was just a lot of things going on in elementary school, and just exploring those things made me feel like an outcast, right? I felt like I was not being, I was not accepted by these girls. So I was more friends with boys, and I ended up getting a little bit of bullied. I would say I was bullied in a way, as in, you know, you can't be my friend, or you get laughed at and stuff like that. But that was not really my whole elementary school year. It was, I think, for a few months, because when you're new, it's hard, right? So I was rejected. That was the first time that I got rejected. And I think what I did was I went on survival mode. I had to pick my friends. I had to make sure that I survive. I had to make sure that I don't cry in front of people when people don't accept me. You know, when we have to play a sport game and I'm the last one to get chosen, like, you know, those type of things, like, it just builds this thing about rejection. So when you grow up, you want to be liked. So this is what happens. And I'm pretty sure that everyone does that, as in you are afraid of being rejected. So you try your best to not be left behind. So you try to get on the trend, you try to change yourself, to become someone else. And I think for me, what happened was I became a fake extrovert. I didn't even know what introvert or extrovert meant, but that is something that I realized when I was healing, that I didn't really like to go party. I didn't really like this type of man or all these things like drinking or whatever. I enjoy it, but that moment was too much for me. It was taking away my energy. And when I was trying to figure out who I am, I realized that I was wasting my time with people that I didn't like. So what happened was I had to remove myself from it. But that was just a coping mechanism for me, because I did not want to get rejected. So this is the thing. I realized that I had to change myself in order for me to not feel like, you know, I don't want to get the no. I don't want to get the no invites. I want to get I wanted to get invited in this social life. I wanted to get more involved. But sometimes, you know, I couldn't just do it because I was shy and I had my limits, right? But just taking that picture of the younger version, Victoria, growing up, wanting to be accepted because she was scared of getting bullied again. So when we are afraid of rejection, we become someone else. We do not become our authentic self. We are not authentically ourselves. We are becoming someone else. So this is something that I want you to understand, is that you have to fall in love with rejections, because if you don't, you will become someone that you don't want to be. You will become someone that you will hate at the end of the day. What I want you to do is to think about the things that you've been doing in order to feel accepted, or in order to be accepted in this society, to be accepted by your partner, to be accepted by your family members. You have to think about the things that you've been doing in order for you to not be rejected, because that's key. That's the first step. So the second step is, when you are authentically yourself, when you know who you are, or you're still exploring, you have to know your boundaries. You have to know your limits. You have to know the things that you no longer want to do. And you have to practice how to say no, practice how to reject other people. And I'm not saying it to do it for fun, but do it because you genuinely know what you want. You genuinely know who you are, so that you do not fall into something else, like accept another person's way of doing things when you're not okay with it, right? Because when you know that you are capable of choosing for yourself, you will be more prone to accept the fact that the other person knows what they want. The other person wants something that you are not, and that's okay. You shouldn't change because someone else wants a certain type of girl or man, and you are trying to change because of that. No, you have to accept that you have the ways that you do things might be the way that they want things. They want to do things. And you might think that they have potentials. You might think that, you know, this person do not know what they want yet. They're kind of lost. They're depressed. So I'm going to be there for them. But in that moment, you are not needed. You need to accept rejections. You have to fall in love with the fact that the other person has their own boundaries. The other person has their own reality, and you are not part of that reality. You have to understand that you are being rejected, and you have to say, that is okay. It has nothing to do with me. It has something to do with them. So when you practice rejecting other people, rejecting offers, rejecting the things that do not align with your vision, with your life, then you will understand why other people are rejecting you. So going back to the jobs that you're applying for, and you think that, you know, there's an issue with you, or maybe it's your experience or something like that, your mind will start to wander around and ask, like, why didn't I get it? But the thing is, that is your ego. Your ego is telling you that you deserve that. Your ego is like, this is what I wanted and this is what I should get. But you have to understand that you as a person was not needed for that particular job, and that there's something else better that you might enjoy, right? So in this particular situation about jobs, is that you have to understand that they have their own criteria of the person that they would like. And maybe they ended up picking someone that they knew, right? Because a lot of jobs, what you get is like by networking, right? You get through the networking stages and people just know you, and people think that you're good for a job and they pick you, right? So you have to understand that sometimes it's not you. Sometimes it's the things that that employer or that person in HR saw in someone else. Not that they were better, but maybe they had other circumstances that made them get the job and not you. So rejection is something that you have to fall in love with. I'm going to say this over and over again. Understand that it's okay to reject other people. Understand that you have your own boundaries. You have your own ways of doing things, and that other people are the same thing, right? Have the same boundaries, have the same criteria, just as the job interviews that you go through and you don't get it is the same thing as going to someone else and you're going on a date with them and they don't accept you anymore. That is fine. You have to be okay with that. Now, there's one thing that is hard with rejection is that when you actually genuinely want to be in someone else's life, or when you actually genuinely want to have this type of employment and you don't get it. The way that you deal with rejection is very important, and it says a lot about you. What I learned recently is how I grew up, how I am more mature with rejections. Now, there's an unlimited type of rejections, right? I would say, like, when you're calling someone and the person do not pick up, you might feel rejected because that hurts. I don't know about you, but when I make a call, I normally don't make calls. I normally do not call. I have so many things in my head. And if you are in my head and I actually take the phone and call you, that's special. And a lot of people do not understand that. So when I call someone and they don't pick up, oh my gosh, if I tell you how I react, you would be surprised. Well, how I used to react. I used to block, or used to change the name of the person on my phone, like do not pick up when they call. And when they call and I see do not pick up, I don't pick up. Or I would block them and then unblock them after. And that's toxic, I would say, because, hey, the reality is everyone is busy. And that's something that I understand. But it was hard for me to actually understand that it's not because I'm calling that the person will pick up. So I'm not, the situation is like the person did not reject me from their life, but the person rejected my calls. And for me, that is a disrespectful act, and my ego is not like, was not taking it correctly, right? But now I grew up, and like when I matured, not growing up as in my age, but I matured enough to understand that people have the right to not pick up my calls, right? And it doesn't mean that we're no longer friends. It doesn't mean that they're busy. Sometimes when I do pick up the phone, when they call back, I get an attitude, but that is just something that will pass because I control it and I'm aware of it. And I just love these type of situations because it makes me grow, become more mature. Like I had a friend that would, like I would call and he didn't pick up and I would just act like I was mad. But then at the end of the day, when I'm doing other things, when I occupy myself, I just wonder again, the mind goes above and beyond and be like, oh, maybe he's busy, maybe he's sick, maybe he's doing something that, you know, or maybe he's just sleeping. And then I think about other things, I do other stuff, and then he'll call me back and then we'll talk. And I even forget about, you know, him rejecting my calls or not calling me back after days. It is okay. Everyone has the right to do that. But I would say you have to have your own boundaries when it comes to certain things. So if the person calls you back 5 days later when you call them on, like, you know, when you call them and they obviously use their phone, like who doesn't use their phone? So if the person calls you 5 days later, then it's going to give you a little bit of an idea of where you stand in their life. And that will make you adjust your actions, adjust what you do. Maybe you will stop calling them. Maybe you will text them before calling them. Maybe it's something that you can discuss and say, hey, I did not appreciate you calling me 5 days later. Those are boundaries. And people should communicate these things, especially if you guys are friends, because I think that friendships are very precious. I think just like relationships, people find it so important, but I think friendships are also as important as relationships, just like singleness, you know? But you just have to understand these things. And what I love about being in love with rejection is that you get more emotionally intelligent, as in you will control your emotions. You will understand your ego. You will get into a certain level in your life that you become more aware of these things. You become more aware of your reactions. You become more in control of how you react to things. And you don't really become mad at certain things, right? You stop becoming mad all the time and you just let other people live their life. You live your life and you just understand where you stand in those people's world, right? Like, I'm thinking about something else to add, but I think my point here is clear. As in, when you fall in love with rejections, you become authentically yourself. You know your boundaries, you know your limits, you control your ego, you become more emotionally intelligent, and you know where you stand in people's life, you know where you stand in this world, you know that you are the only person that you can control. You cannot control other people, you cannot control life's event, but you can control yourself, you can control your reactions, you can control all these things. And rejection does not mean failure, and failure does not mean that you've been rejected. So you have to embrace these things. You have to embrace failure. You have to embrace rejections because it guides you, right? If you've been rejected somewhere, try somewhere else. If this door is not opening, try another door that's going to open, and it's going to create a path for you to go to, because I believe that it's not everyone that deserves to be in your world. And like I said, people should learn how to cut off other people, and people should learn how to stop calling the people that no longer picks up, especially if you guys have no relationships whatsoever. Just stop, because many people have their own life, and if the person is doing that, that means they set up their boundaries, and you have to respect it. So just like you have to set up your boundaries. You have to know that, okay, this is the type of person that I do not want in my life. Sometimes you don't have to communicate it because it depends on the level of the relationship that you have with that person. And you just stop answering their calls. You just stop texting them. And then you guys just slowly separate yourselves from each other, and that's okay. Because if you are the one that's doing that, then you have to be responsible for the outcome. You know, you might see them and you might have to have the hard conversation, but at the same time, is something that you can explain, as in, oh, I do not feel like I should be involved in your lifestyle, or I don't feel like I should be involved right now in your environment because I don't feel like it's where I should be. Things like that are pretty much, you're pretty much able to communicate it with the other person. And if the person, like, let's say it's the person that blocked you, or the person not blocked you but just stopped talking to you, and you see them, if you are not, you do not want to have that conversation, or you want to have that conversation but the person do not want to, that is fine. You just have to move forward, because it means that the person is not mature enough to have grown-ups conversations, or they just don't want to have that conversation, or you were not that important. And this is why I love being rejected. When I ask a man out, or when I want to do something and I get a no, for me, it shows where I stand in the person's life. And rejection does not just mean no. Like, I think you now understand what a rejection is. It can be like someone not answering your phone calls. It can be like someone just not talking to you anymore, or someone saying no, or just no actions whatsoever, right? So you have to understand it and embrace it and be okay with it. So that was that. Right? I hope you learned a lot from this podcast episode. It was something that was in my head, and I was like, I have to share it. I have to share it because I realized how mature I became just by accepting rejections. And like I said, when you live alone, you realize these things. You become more in love with yourself, because you analyze how you just changed, and it's beautiful to see, it's beautiful to experience. And I hope that you learned a lot from this podcast episode. So if you're listening, if you're still listening to this voice, I want you to screenshot this podcast episode and share it on your social media. Tag me at The Emrants, preferably Instagram. And also leave a review, leave a comment, a rate, whatever it is. And on that note, I want you to have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, or whenever you're listening to this. And I also want you to remember, always remember that self first isn't selfish, okay? So take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time.